B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Chloe, you sent us a message, and you said that you want to check up on Spencer. What's going on with you guys? How long have you been dating? And what's with this girl that came up to you?
So we've been dating for a little over a year now. And I was in South End on Friday night, and this girl comes up to me. And she says, "Are you Chloe?" And of course, yeah, I am. Who are you? And she says, "I'm Michaela. I am your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend." And I'm just like, okay, why are you talking to me right now? And she goes on to say that he was cheating on me. And I'm just like, okay, she's trying to start drama in this bar right now. And she says that she and Spencer are sleeping together. And she says this in front of all my friends. And she had zero respect for me, zero respect for anybody in the place. I mean, she got so snooty with me. They're sleeping together.
Okay, wait, so you believe this girl?
I mean, I don't want to believe it. So after she is explaining all of these dates and rendezvous they've been on, I go outside and I immediately call Spencer. And I'm just like, "Spencer, this girl is in the bar right now saying that you guys have been together and she's your ex-girlfriend." And he kept denying it. But honestly, like, I don't want to believe it. I really don't. We've been together for 1 year. That would be a year wasted. And I've been through this so many times, I just can't.
The good news, Chloe, is that somebody who's listening to this right now has been in your position and is saying he's not cheating on you. The ex is just stirring up trouble. She's jealous of you. You're the new woman. You know, Spencer's the one that got away. And I don't like the fact that she knew who you were. What did she do? Yeah. Go on your socials and
stalking her?
Yeah,
she's been stalking me. I know she's been stalking me. All right. I already know who I am.
Well, let's give him a call. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the note, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Spencer, please.
This is Spence.
Hey, Spence. My name is Laura. I'm calling from Flowers for You. The reason for my call today is...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. Someone tagged you in one of our posts where we were giving away flowers, and I have your name as the winner. We randomly selected you.
Okay. What's the catch?
No catch. We just asked that maybe you tell somebody about our services. We're just giving these flowers away free of charge. It's kind of a grassroots marketing campaign for us.
100% free?
I don't need a credit card from you.
Okay. Let's do it.
Awesome. All right, Spence, who would you like to send these flowers to?
Let's go Michaela.
All right, so we're sending them to Michaela. What would you like to put on her card?
Let's put, "I had a choice between two women, LOL. You know who I picked."
Oh, okay. Who would be your other choice?
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, okay. I just thought maybe, you know, we could...
Spence, are you... kidding me? You f***ing idiot. I cannot believe... Why would you...
What's going on?
That's Chloe, Spencer. You are not on the phone with the flower shop. You're on the phone with War of the Roses with the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show. It's a segment where we bust cheaters.
So, I don't understand. You've really been seeing Michaela this whole time.
No, babies. Her aunt died. That's why I was sending her.
It's been a year.
Sending her flowers
because
her aunt just died.
Spencer, you kind of spelled out cheating. Pretty. I don't know how you can recover from that.
No, Spencer, what's wrong with you? This girl came up to me in the bar. You know how you're
not what it seems. Not what it looks like. We'll talk about it.
No, I don't want
to
hear it.
Oh, gosh.
We'll talk about it later.
No.
Okay. Your note specifically said, "I had a choice between the two women and I chose you." Explain that.
No, that's just, you know, it's just talk. I was just, you know, we're friends. That's it. We're totally just friends.
just talking is sending another girl flowers. You don't even have to have
your
second
LOL. The LOL is the joke.
Did Michaela call you right after Chloe called you, Spencer, and said, oh my God, she's here. This is so awkward.
No, I'm not answering that because I don't know. You know, Michaela's just a friend. So
Michaela definitely texted, called you, sent a picture, and you probably said, don't go up to her, leave her alone. And Michaela did it anyway because she had a couple drinks in her.
And by the way, how dumb are you that you still got caught doing it after that?
We're going to talk about this later.
No, just
That was pretty intense, Chloe. If you need anything, make sure you reach out to producer Nicole or one of us here, and we'll see what we can do for you, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.